Radiological manifestation of malice includes acute and chronic infarcts. On MRI, you can have DVI lesions like here, and T2 weighted images, hyperintensities on FLAIR images, sequences like here. And also on ADC maps, you can have high and low coefficients. On magnetic resonance spectroscopy, you can have the elevated presence of a lactate. So magnetic resonance imaging of the acute stroke-like event reveals high signal on diffusion-weighted images with corresponding high signal on FLAIR sequences. ADC signal of the affected regions may be increased, decreased, or mixed, suggesting coexistence of cytotoxic edema, which shows up like lower ADC signal, and vasogenic edema, which shows up like high ADC signal, all within a stroke-like lesion in patients with malice. Why is this somehow different from the typical stroke MRI image? In typical ischemic stroke MRI, you have DVI hyperintensity, where is a stroke. You can have a flare hyperintensity of that area dependent on when the image was taken, and you almost always have a low signal on ADC map revealing a cytotoxic edema. So this is the difference from the patients with malice and stroke-like episodes, and you and your radiology department should think about that when you have this case.